Look, one of the biggest criticisms, as you know, as you've been tracking, revolves around this issue of that $300 billion reconstruction fund, as well as leaving Iran with missile capabilities. What's the White House's pushback about those specifically?
They say that Iran will only be able to be the beneficiary of some of those unfrozen assets if and when they, quote, change their behavior, or if and when they comply with a final agreement. So again, there's a lot of ifs and a lot of whens in that statement. And so that is why you are seeing, even from Republican allies, criticism and questions about whether, for instance, allowing Iran to sell and export its oil again isn't basically a major financial benefit for it. That essentially, that's what the vice president was asked. How can you argue that it's not? And so what the vice president, what the White House are trying to make clear here is that they are arguing that this isn't money that the U.S. is directly giving to Iran, but it doesn't answer the question from critics about potentially, again, unfreezing some of these assets, billions in dollars, which could be coming from other countries that could happen before the end of this 60-day period. But again, the White House and the vice president today insisting that that will not happen in this intermediary phase. But there are still real questions about exactly how that's going to work. And again, Iran, from their view, will have some financial benefit immediately now that this tentative deal is in effect.